Part 3.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Jill. How's your apartment search going?
Well, I've been looking all over the places, but the rents for the ones close to downtown are just too high.
Some of my friends had some luck in finding reasonably priced apartment through the internet. There's a few websites I could recommend. Maybe you should try to check them out.
My lease will expire at the end of this month. I'm ready to do anything.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. What problem does the woman mention? Number 34. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, is this Office Master? My name is Marianne, and I'd like to talk to Mr. Richard Ford. He is supposed to give me more information about the business cards I'm planning to order for the next month's event.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Ford has already left for the day. He works only until 4 on Friday. Could I help you with anything?
I really need to finalize the design, otherwise I won't be able to hand out my cards during the trade show in 2 weeks.
In that case, do you want me to refer you to another consultant to help you choose what you want? Mr. Stevens has been working at our firm for a long time, and he is available at the moment.
Yes, please.
Hold on for a moment.
Hello, this is Patrick Stevens. I heard you need some help choosing the right design for your card.
Yes, I've looked at the samples on your website and picked up 3 of my favorites, but I can't narrow it down anymore.
You've done great. Why don't we go through the ones you choose and then we start from there? Can you read the model number of each design you choose?
Number 35. What does Marianne want to discuss with Mr. Ford? Number 36. Why is Mr. Ford unavailable at this time? Number 37. What does the man ask Marianne to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Cindy. Would you like to see a concert on Saturday at a civic center? A local band is giving a charity concert for the Children's Cancer Foundation.
That sounds a lot of fun, but my cousin is visiting me from out of state, and I have to spend the weekend with her.
Why don't we invite your cousin, too? Nobody can really say no to a night of music and fun. Do you want me to check whether they still have tickets?
Thanks. Could you do that for me? I'll call my cousin and see if she's interested.
Number 38. What are the speakers discussing? Number 39. Who is the woman scheduled to meet? Number 40. What does the man offer to find out? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I ordered a pair of glasses last week and they haven't arrived yet. My name is David Morris.
Yes, Mr. Morris. I'm afraid the particular model you have ordered is currently out of stock and will take another 2 weeks to have them shipped from overseas.
Really? I need those glasses as soon as possible. Do you have any other products similar to the ones I have ordered?
Let me check our online database to give you better suggestions.
I also want to find out whether there would be an extra charge.
Number 41. What is the purpose of the call? Number 42. What is the problem with the product? Number 43. What will the woman do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Michelle, I'd like to leave for the airport as soon as the meeting is over. How about we grab a cab in front of the office around 3 o'clock?
We'll arrive way too early if we leave then. Our flight doesn't depart until 7.
Yes, but we'll avoid rush hour traffic. The traffic will be worse today because of the unexpected rain.
But if the weather gets much worse, the flight might be delayed too. Why don't I check the online weather information to make sure nothing out of the ordinary happens today?
Number 44. Where does this conversation take place? Number 45. Why does the man want to leave early? Number 46. What will the woman do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I bought this book because it had a 30% discount tag on it. When I got home, I realized that I've been overcharged, so I'm back today with my receipt to clear things up.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. We had a problem with our cash registers yesterday. Let me refund you the difference now.
By the way, I noticed that a new cafe section of the store is finally open. I've been looking forward to it. The pastries smell really good.
Actually, we offer a free cup of coffee to celebrate the opening of a cafe.
Really? I should go and check it out right now.
Number 47. Why does the woman say,
I'm back today with my receipt to clear things up.
Number 48. What does the woman notice while she is in the store? Number 49. What is being offered today? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Elizabeth, Ray, I wanted to talk to you about the cycling tour of the city that our bike shop is leading this month. How is it coming along?
Yes, I'm almost done with flight and hotel arrangement of the tour.
I noticed you adjusted the tour itinerary by removing the visit to the community park.
Yes, the park is just too far away. It takes about 30 minutes to bike there, so there wouldn't be enough time to see everything.
I understand your point, but I think it's important that our customers here at the bike shop get to know the places in the city that are good for cycling.
Well, we could make flyers that include detailed directions on how to get to the park on the new path and hand them out here in the shop. That way, people could go by themselves on another day if they want to.
Or we could change the path to include the park. Ray, I want you to find out how much time is left before we finalize the plan.
Yes, I'll do that. Number 50. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 51. Why did the woman change a plan? Number 52. What does the woman suggest? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, James. The supervisor at the construction site just called. He said he needs the updated building plan before he orders any supplies.
Yes, we just finished revising the plan this morning, but I'll be in another meeting for the rest of the morning. So I was thinking about taking it to the site myself and show him after lunch.
Well, I think the supervisor needs to look at it before then. Why don't you give it to me, and I'd be happy to deliver it to him this morning. You can have a conversation with him through the phone later on.
Will you do that for me? Thank you. Number 53. What message does the woman give the man? Number 54. What was recently updated? Number 55. What does the woman offer? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I'm looking forward to moving into our new bookstore. It's right in the middle of the shopping district, so the location is fantastic. We will have so much more customers.
Right, but I just hope we get everything packed before the movers come tomorrow. We've only packed half of the books, and we also need to take apart all of these shelves today.
Haven't you heard? We just have to pack books because they wouldn't know how to organize them. But everything else, including bookshelves, will be handled by movers.
Well, that's good news. I would be so relieved when everything is over and when the new store opens up next week.
Me too. Let's hope for the best.
Number 56. What does the woman imply when she says,
"We will have so much more customers"?
Number 57. What is the man concerned about? Number 58. What will happen next week? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Tammy, and I'm calling from Somerset Public Library to ask if your business would consider making a donation to our renovation project.
Oh, yes, I heard news about it the other day. The library needs a new reading room for children, right?
That is correct. Our community has a growing number of children, and we don't have any place to accommodate them. We already collected some books from last month's charity events, but we don't have enough funding to add a new reading room to our facility.
I think it's important to support community projects. Where should I send a check?
Number 59. What is the purpose of the call? Number 60. What would the library like to do? Number 61. What does the man mean when he says,
"It's important to support the community project"?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear the news? Our company and TXA Electronics are discussing a merger. I just talked to Mr. Morales about it.
Yes, I heard it at the manager's meeting yesterday. Later this week, they're going to officially announce the results of the merger negotiation.
Wow, I didn't know our company and TXA have any common interests. I wonder how our jobs would be affected by this deal. I've been working here only for about a year.
Don't worry. At the manager's meeting, the same topic was brought up. Our jobs would probably be the same. The only major change is that our department will be in charge of training employees from TXA on our manufacturing procedure. Number 62. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 63. What will happen later this week? Number 64. What new task might the speakers be responsible for? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Alice, I lost my mobile phone on the train yesterday, and I need a new one as soon as possible. Can you recommend a store where I can get a dependable one?
Try the Ericsson store on Boylston Avenue. It's a bit far from the office, but they carry all the latest lines and the prices are quite affordable.
Oh, I think that's the place where I bought my computer before. I don't remember exactly where the store is located.
It's not that difficult. Just go down Highway 95 until you see the Mayhem Shopping Centre, then get off the next exit. The store should be on your right once you make a left onto the Boylston Avenue.
Number 65. What does the man want to purchase? Number 66. Why does the woman recommend Ericsson store? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which exit should the man take to get to Ericsson's store? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, Sally. This is Martin, your editor for World Business Magazine. Can we talk now?
Sure, I have a minute.
Great. Would you be able to increase the word count for your Smart Money article to 3,000 words? Our readers are very much interested in your investment strategy.
Okay, there's plenty to cover on the topic, but I have another article due that same day.
Yes, I saw that on your assignment chart. Here's what I'm going to do. Let's extend the deadline for your other assignment by a week. You should be able to focus on the money article.
Thanks, I really appreciate it. By the way, I've been compiling some ideas for pieces to write. I'll send them to you later today for some feedback.
Number 68. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which article's deadline will be changed? Number 70. What does the woman say she will give to the man?